FSN Radio.
It's all about what's next.
Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get 3 free reports.
The Financial Survival Network.
It's all about what's next.
Welcome. You are listening to the Financial Survival Network. I'm Kerry Lutz. Well, lots going on with the election and such. We're not going to talk about the election. You probably heard enough of it. The only thing I recommend is if you've got a kid running for class president in high school or in college or in student senate, insist that they hire, that they rent or lease machines from Dominion voting systems, because then you can get whatever result you want. Your kid is a guaranteed winner. So go over to Dominion Voting Systems and contact them. In the meantime, we've got Daria Novak with us now, and we're going to be talking about China. What's ahead for China in the coming year? What nefarious plans do they have for you and I and the rest of the planet? Are they going to go harvest your organs and sell them on eBay? You know, the Chinese are capable of anything. The Chinese government, that we have to really be specific about. It's 1.5 billion people, and it's a tyranny ruled by about 10 million people in the CCP, the Chinese Communist Party. Daria, so what's happening with China here? They're like licking their chops now over this election, aren't they?
They are. And we have to recognize a few things, first of all. Our election cycles are very short term. Our candidates think election to election. In China, it's very different. They have a much more long-term view. Every 5 years, they hold a party congress. In between those 5 years, they hold an annual plenum meeting. The year before the party congress is sort of a preview of what's going to come from China in the next 5 years. That meeting was just held the last week in October, and what it portends for the future of the world is not good. You know, we've got to really look at what are China's long-term plans. Whether or not they can accomplish them is a different question. But when we look at their long-term plans, we have to view what President Xi Jinping, the Chinese president, says they have right now in China. First of all, it's a 20-year window of strategic opportunity. Now, it's a direct translation from their communique out of this meeting. And what that means is they view the early 2000s through now as an opportunity when the West is weak, when we don't have the political willpower to address what is going on in Chinese foreign policy. This is their chance to expand, to be aggressive, to take over. And they are expanding that opportunity through the next 5 years. Another thing, China also said in their document that we are going to, in the next 5 years in the world, see change unlike we have seen in 100 years. Now, what that phrase refers to is about 100 or so, 150 years ago, was an unequal treaties period in China, where the West controlled parts of China. They had good trade agreements that were not very good for the Chinese. The Chinese are still upset about that 100 years later, and they see aggressive moves on the Western economies as justified because of what happened to them. The third point is the Chinese consider this coming 5 years to be a time of profound adjustment in the international balance of power. You know, we can say that the Chinese may collapse. We've seen 15 times in the past 20 years or so where that has been a possibility. But each time they've been able to overcome the problems they've had by being aggressive, by not following the rules of the international system that's brought peace to the world. You know, Kerry, I worry because they could collapse in the next year, but they also could become even more aggressive and stronger and hurt trade around the world.
Yeah, it's very possible. You know, Henry Kissinger said about the Chinese that numerous times, 3 or 4 times, they were on the brink of becoming the world's dominant power. And each time they screwed it up. And really, there's a lot of dissatisfaction, a lot of unhappiness with the prevailing CCP, especially with what's going on in Hong Kong. And hey, I'm not saying one way or the other, but people who know more than I say that all is not well in Beijing, and this could well be a reaction to issues that are happening in China. And when things are going bad in your own country, you find an external enemy and you project. But one thing that's happened here, Daria, is that since the CCP virus was unleashed upon the world, the attitude of the world towards China has gone 180. And I think they're rapidly becoming a pariah state. Now, how that will play in with our election and its eventual outcome, I don't know. But arguably, a lot of countries are rejecting their ambitious agenda.
I think you're very correct, but we also have to look at what is the Chinese communist state that really is very authoritarian capable of doing in response to that. And the meeting that occurred in late October in Beijing basically came up with this formula. We are going to become more self-sufficient in any goods and services that are needed domestically for the Chinese people so that when the world reacts negatively to Chinese advances, we will be able to withstand that period. This is the thinking that we have to be aware of. We wouldn't do this in the West. We have to think, how do the Chinese communists think about how they are going to run their own economy? What sacrifices are they willing to force their own people to undergo so that they can achieve their foreign policy objectives? I think that is very significant because it's something that just doesn't happen in the West. China is also making all kinds of loans, different types of infrastructure agreements for building things. I'm sure you're aware of things that are going on in Africa. A friend of mine who is in Paris, a businessman, just said to me he feels it's almost too late for Europe because the Chinese business individuals, which is another way of saying the Chinese Communist Party, has infiltrated Europe. We don't know how deep they've infiltrated, and we don't fully understand Chinese domestic politics. I think that leaves the West vulnerable.
All right. Well, you know, freedom always hangs in the balance. And the idea of the Chinese being the lone world superpower should frighten everyone because they don't care about the individual. All they care about is the state. The individual has really no rights. The individual's rights are totally subservient to the goals of the state. And a lot of people there are really unhappy about that. The economy there has been horrible. It's getting worse. And that might just be pushing them further towards this last-ditch effort towards world domination.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next.
Today's show is brought to you by GR Silver Mining. Ticker symbol TSX, GRSL, OTC, GRSLF, and their website at grsilvermining.com. The company is extremely well capitalized, currently has a resource of 40 million ounces of silver, and is looking to triple that number in just the next year alone. Its management team is first rate, headed up by Marcio Fonseca, a geologist with vast experience in mining operations and the financial sector as well. With all this going for it, and with silver trading over $25 the ounce, there's no telling how high GR Silver Mining will go. So go to grsilvermining.com to stay up to date on the latest developments and get on their notification list today.
The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.
You know, there's an old expression that a candle burns brightest before it goes out. We might be seeing in the coming years a China that becomes desperate and takes desperate measures. At a minimum, we see that China has moved in the South China Sea to basically control two-thirds of the world's maritime commerce. That alone should scare people. You know, they may not have an outright hot war to take Taiwan back, but there is so much activity in this area that a mistake could happen, and it could serve as a flashpoint in Asia. So I think there's a lot of danger there. How the coming administration in Washington reacts to all of this, how Europe reacts to it, I think will tell an awful lot in the coming years. China is either going to be forced into a norm, a rules-based international system, or they're going to really become, like you said, the lone wolf, and it's going to be the world, I believe, against China. Now, it would be interesting to see if that drives Russia more toward the West since Russia has always had a fear of two-front confrontation. It's going to be, I think, a volatile period in the next few years.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. That's for sure. And the Chinese have got some major infrastructure problems because they've built a network of mega hydroelectric projects. This latest flood, round of flooding, which, of course, the American media covered very little of, shown to be extremely vulnerable to major flooding, to excessive flooding. They've been dramatically weakened. And just beyond, beneath the three, below the Three Gorges Dam, 40% of Chinese GDP is produced. And for a major breach of that dam to occur, that could put them under right there. And they've got numerous dams, not as bad as the Three Gorges, which is the world's largest, but they're all major vulnerabilities, millstones, if you will, around their necks. They're saying that the Three Gorges Dam was built to last for 50 years. It's already like 12, 13 years through its useful life.
Yeah, now the Three Gorges was built during the early 1980s. What you're seeing above that dam also is a very high buildup of silt. And if you look at Chinese dams along the Yangtze River, you'll see that a lot of them have trouble with silt. So China is not only potentially having breaching of dam problems in large population and in some industrial areas where that could flow through and cause problems, but they're also not able to generate the level of electricity needed to continue to ramp up their economy. They're not going to make their plan, the five or 10-year plans, their 10-year economic plan calls for growth that they just can't achieve in real terms, forgetting what they claim to achieve. They're also trying something else that a lot of the world isn't aware of. They're building electric power plants specifically to be able to harvest Bitcoin. That requires a lot of energy too and computing power. So the Chinese have multiple tentacles going out there. And unfortunately, I think almost all of them are ones that the world needs to worry about, including the potential for another virus. If China is threatened in any way, they are going to act like a viper and sting the world. We have to be prepared.
Yeah, that's for sure. And if you're not convinced after the CCP virus, then you're probably never going to be convinced. You know, Daria, there's like too much of a knowledge gap by most of you out there. Don't really understand what's going on here. Where would you suggest that people go to really get educated on this topic?
Definitely not the mainstream media. We're seeing a lot of bias there. Some of the academic sources are okay. Heritage Foundation has some material out there. Unfortunately, I'm really seeing a dearth of material in the mainstream media. Some of our military analyses that I've read recently are pretty good. Some of the war colleges, the things that they're putting out in the public realm. There aren't a lot of good sources that I can say are gathering all the information up. It's literally you pick up a piece here, a piece there, I think, unfortunately.
Yeah, and I would also suggest the Epoch Times. It's a great place. A lot of Chinese, it's really a Chinese-centric news source, but they're reporting it as if they're free press, which they are, because there's no free press left in China now that China has made its move against Hong Kong. There's no free press left. People are leaving the country, trying to get out of there. You know, one other thing that's happened recently, Daria, is many, many Chinese from around the world in Western countries have left and gone back to China. What is that telling you?
I think that the entire Western world has to realize that we are literally in a fight for our lives to maintain our way of life. Western democracy, the freedoms that we have, China wants to remake the world in its image. And they lay a lot of importance on things that we don't. I just want to give you one quick example while we're on the air still today. Carrie, there's the 5G projects that we've seen around the world. Huawei in China has a huge campus. They built an artificial lake on that campus. And they named that lake Black Swan. I'm sure you've heard of a black swan, which is an unexpected event like what we had with this virus. Why did 5G name their lake after a black swan event. These are little signals. They may not be things that we count in the public media here, but they're indicators of the thinking of China, just the way you see all the communist regimes around the world in the past celebrating their national days with big military parades. These little things are important to them. I think we really need to be watching China because of what could happen, not because of what is going to happen.
Mm-hmm. I got you. All right. Well, I appreciate you coming on. Daria, just tell us where to find your work, how to connect with you on the web.
The best place to find, I've got a China column and one on foreign policy at usagovpolicy.com. That's the New York analysis of policy and government. And then we have TV and radio shows, American Political Zone and the Venuccio Novak Report.
All right. Excellent. And there's a link to that in the show notes of this interview. Anybody, questions, comments, email us, kl@carrielutz.com, Twitter feed at Carrie Lutz, Facebook page, Financial Survival Network, website, financialsurvivalnetwork.com. And make sure you go sign up for your free newsletter. Daria, pleasure having you on again. We'll talk to you again real soon.
Thank you. You have a good day.
FSN Radio. It's all about what's next. Go to financialsurvivalnetwork.com and sign up for your free weekly newsletter. You'll also get three free reports. The Financial Survival Network. It's all about what's next.